Okay. Okay, here we go. Live copy 1 1970. 5 4 3 2 1 mark. The year was 1970. It was a new decade, and Americans were hoping for a new beginning. However, the year 1970 was a very troubled time. There were very strong feelings against Vietnam. Many college campuses were busy in protest, and one protest at Kent State in Ohio became tragic when 4 students were killed by National Guardsmen. On the music scene, things weren't much brighter. Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin both died at the age of 27. The Beatles finally broke up, confirming all rumors of dissension between John and Paul. The music world hadn't faced such a transitory period since Buddy Holly died in 1959. For the next 60 minutes, we will look back at the music of 1970 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Mark. Live copy 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's Smokey Robinson and Tears of a Clown on 91 FM. I'm Toby Browning, your host, and we're looking back at the music of 1970. This next artist had much success in the 1960s with 6 top 10 hits, and his success would continue in 1970 with another song. Not about protest, but one about love and devotion. Here's Stevie Wonder with Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. Okay, live copy 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's Van Morrison with the first big hit from his solo career, Domino. This is KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, and we're looking back to 1970. In that year, the group Creedence Clearwater Revival were at their peak. They were filling concert halls and stadiums wherever they went, and their sound continued to be simple and honest, as evidenced by 2 top 10 singles, Looking Out My Back Door and Who'll Stop the Rain. 4, copy 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. With the song that launched him on his way to superstardom, that's Elton John and Your Song, on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll for the year 1970. 1970 marked the emergence on the charts of other new artists such as Neil Diamond, Bread, and Led Zeppelin. There were 2 other new groups in 1970 that had monster hits but then dropped out of the music scene. The group Free with the song All Right Now and Sugarloaf with Green Eyed Lady. Okay, live copy 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's Sugarloaf and Green Eyed Lady from the year 1970. I'm Toby Browning, and this is KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. The next group got their unusual name from the Australian Aboriginal custom of sleeping with one's dogs when the temperature dips. A 1-dog night is fairly chilly, a 2-dog night is colder still, but a 3-dog night was as cold as it could get. The group released this next song in 1970, with 3 top 10 singles already behind them. The song spent 2 weeks at number 1. Here's 3 Dog Night with Mama Told Me Not to Come. Okay, 1971, live copy 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. It was only 1 year into the new decade, and rock and roll sound was really changing fast. 1971 saw a flourishing Jesus rock movement. Many radio stations played songs about Jesus because they had hard rock and roll rhythms. The soundtrack to Jesus Christ Superstar sold more than 3 million copies. Rock's hardcore, which dominated the pop scene in 1969 and 70, was being softened in 1971. Singers like Neil Diamond, Carole King, and James Taylor dominated. For the next 60 minutes, we will look back at the sound of 1971 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Copy 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's Carole King with It's Too Late on 91 KCPR. I'm your host, Toby Browning, and we're looking back at the year 1971. Carole King wrote a song that was picked up by James Taylor and went to number 1. Taylor's simple acoustic guitar accompaniment created a folk music-type feel to his songs, and this helped him become one of the top vocalists of the 1970s. Damn it. I had a belch. Okay.
Copy 3.
Doggone it.
Okay.
Okay. Copy number 3. 54321 Mark. Just My Imagination. That's the Temptations on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. This next artist had been turned down by 40 record labels before being signed by United Artists in 1971. He gave the world a song that would catapult him to worldwide fame. The artist was Don McLean, and the song, American Pie. It was a chronicle of 60s rock history, and it became one of the largest selling singles in rock history. Copy 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. Rod Stewart and Maggie May on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. A young singer by the name of Melanie recorded a top 10 hit called Lay Down, Candles in the Rain in 1970. The song could be considered religious, and many thought Melanie would go on to become a big gospel singer. However, they were surprised to see her coming out with a new song in 1971 that was more bubblegum sounding than gospel. It became the biggest hit of her career. Okay, ready? Copy 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. Imagine, that's John Lennon on 91 FM. As we conclude the celebration of rock and roll for 1971, it's important to again emphasize the final breakthrough and acceptance of soul music on the pop charts in that year. From then on, many black artists and groups found it much easier to be taken seriously as dominant forces in the rock and roll field. The prejudice between blacks and whites may have still been present on the streets in 1971, but it wasn't very strong when it came to great music. 1972, number one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. 1972 saw the emergence of the soul sound on the pop charts. Artists such as Isaac Hayes, Bill Withers, and Roberta Flack took their soul hits to number one. The rock sound was still evident in 1972, but it was giving way to a softer, gentler sound. In fact, the electric piano was replacing the electric guitar on many of the hits of 1972. For the next 60 minutes, let's look back at the musical events of 1972 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Copy 2. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. That's Todd Rundgren and I Saw the Light as we continue with the year 1972 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. One of the most memorable groups from the late 1960s was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. After Neil Young left the group to pursue a solo career in 1972, he produced what was to become one of the most popular songs of that year, Heart of Gold. Copy 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. Gilbert O'Sullivan and Alone Again Naturally on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. This is Toby Browning, your host, as we continue with the year 1972. This next artist had his first big success in 1972 with four songs hitting the top 10. The singer was Al Green, and he was one of the most successful soul singers to cross over onto the pop charts. Copy 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. That's Nilsson with a song that spent 4 weeks at the number one position in 1972. As we continue a retrospective of this year on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. This next group was critically acclaimed and their first hit song debuted on the pop charts at number 20, which had only been done but by a few groups in rock history. The group is America, and the song was Horse with No Name. Copy number 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. That's Elton John on 91 FM with Rocket Man. This is KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, and I'm Toby Browning. This next group had their first and last commercially successful song in 1972. The song was a slow seller at first, but eventually received a lot of airplay in the Washington, D.C. area. From there, the group and the song took off nationally, soon reaching the number one position. The group was the Looking Glass, and their hit was Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. 1973, copy number one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. It was becoming obvious by 1973 that rock and roll was becoming less threatening. Gone were many of the protest lyrics, and in their place were lyrics about crocodile rock and first love. This is the celebration of rock and roll, and I'm your host, Toby Browning. The popular duo of Simon and Garfunkel had by now been separated for 1 year, and both were recording on a solo basis. Paul Simon saw his first solo success with a song whose title is a trademark for a camera company. Copy number two, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's Dobie Gray and Drift Away on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, which airs every night this week from 7 to 11 p.m., so be sure to stay with us. 1973 was the year two upstate New York college students recorded with a group of studio musicians, giving way to one of the top singles of the year. The two students, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, felt more content in describing Steely Dan as a concept rather than a band. Whichever the case, Steely Dan had one of the best sounds to come out of the 70s. Copy 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the Spinners, and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love? I'm Toby Browning, your host, and we're looking back to the year 1973. Since 1963, the next artist had been very successful on both pop and soul charts. In 1971, he took a more progressive direction, breaking out of the Motown formula. His music reflected the influence of Sly Stone, Curtis Mayfield, and Jimi Hendrix. Stevie Wonder had established himself as a major musical force in 1973. Copy 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's Bloodstone and Natural High on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. This next group became a perfect example of so many rock bands gone sour. Their history was one of turmoil and dissension, when it could have been one of considerable success. The singer-songwriters for the group, Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan, formed Steeler's Wheel in 1972, but the group only managed to produce one hit single, after which the group disbanded. Here's Stuck in the Middle with You. Copy 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. From the James Bond movie Live and Let Die, that's Paul McCartney and Wings. As we conclude our look at the music of 1973, it would only be appropriate to mention the contributions of Jim Croce. Croce's music was perfectly at ease with the highly standardized pop folk song forms and recognized and accepted by all. In mid-1973, Croce recorded the LP I Got a Name. However, he never saw it released, for he was killed in a tragic plane crash in Louisiana. Jim Croce's music would still remain very popular even after his death. 1974, live copy number one, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. The year 1974 saw the beginning of a fuel shortage, which had a severe effect on artists being able to tour. This didn't seem to have any effect on Elton John, however, as he was now becoming a superstar and selling out tickets within hours of their availability. Black artists were gaining an unprecedented hold in the mass popular market, and the glitter rock movement, made popular by David Bowie and Alice Cooper, was beginning to diminish in popularity. I'm Toby Browning. Let's take a look at the music of 1974 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Live copy number two, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Leonard Skinner in Sweet Home Alabama on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. My name's Toby Browning, and we're looking back now at the year 1974. The group Bachman Turner Overdrive saw its musical origin in 1974 with Randy Bachman at lead vocals. The band soon became Canada's most successful rock group. Their biggest hit came out in 1974, and this is it. The number one, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Number four, five, four, three, two, one, mark. From the album Pretzel Logic, that's Steely Dan and Ricky Don't Lose That Number. The next group we're going to listen to on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll had developed a strong reputation for their unique style of combining rhythm and blues with rock and roll. Their early repertoire was drawn from such greats as Sam Cooke and Muddy Waters. Here's the J. Geils Band and Must Have Got Lost on 91 FM. Copy number 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Stevie Wonder and He Haven't Done Nothing. Well, the fad for 1974 turned out to be streaking, which meant running around in nothing except for some tennis shoes. Well, maybe. People were streaking everywhere from baseball stadiums to supermarkets, and Ray Stevens, who had already hit it big with Guitar Zan and Ahab the Arab, wrote a song about the craze, and it became a super big hit. Here's Ray Stevens and The Streak on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Live copy number 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 1975 saw the return of the discotheque as an important medium of exposure for popular music. This was the second time around for the disco, but this time it was on a much more influential scale than during its previous wave of popularity in the 1960s. 1975 saw the debut of a popular new artist named Bruce Springsteen. Critics compared him to Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley, and Buddy Holly. Meanwhile, Elton John became the first pop star to fill Dodger Stadium since the Beatles' one-night stand in 1966. For the next 60 minutes, we'll look at the music and the groups of 1975 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll.
Number 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
That's one of the leading ladies of rock, Linda Ronstadt, and You're No Good. Doug Hanley and Glenn Frey, who used to play backup for Linda Ronstadt, used the songwriting talents of Jackson Browne to come up with a string of hits for their group, the Eagles. Two of the biggest were Best of My Love and Lion Eyes. Number 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, and the Average White Band with the number one hit, Pick Up the Pieces. I'm Toby Browning, your host, and we're looking back at the music of 1975. Even though the Bee Gees had been known for such hits as Lonely Days and To Love Somebody, they were crowned the kings of the disco sound when Jive Talkin' was released in 1975. It went straight to number one and indicated the sound the Bee Gees would take in the years to come. Number 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 91 KCPR with War and Why Can't We Be Friends. Our next artist on the Celebration of Rock and Roll had his last name changed from Jones to Bowie to avoid confusion with David Jones of Monkees fame. David Bowie became one of the most visual attractions in rock because of his elaborate dress and stage effects. 1975 was no exception as Bowie released Young Americans, which typified his glitter rock image. Number 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Jefferson Starship and the number one song, Miracles. The next group to be featured on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll emerged during the early 70s. With a unique sound that fused jazz, rhythm and blues, and rock. Their biggest success came after their appearance in the film That's the Way of the World. The soundtrack album yielded a number one single, Shining Star. Live copy number 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 1976 was the bicentennial year, and it brought back patriotism to an apathetic America. The disco sound was becoming more evident. The LP Rumors became the longest number one album in rock and roll history. Join us now as we look back to the exciting events in music for the year 1976 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll.
Okay.
Number 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. That's Paul McCartney and Wings with Silly Love Songs on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Since leaving the Supremes, Diana Ross's solo career enjoyed only marginal success. It wasn't until 1976, when she released the album Diana Ross, that she reached real solo acceptance. The album featured the theme from Mahogany and the searing Love Hangover, both becoming major U.S. hits. Not bad for someone breaking into the business as a secretary for Motown Records. Five, four, three, two, one, Mark. KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, looking back to 1976, and Paul Simon with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Roxy Music was one of the most intelligent and musically compelling rock groups to come out of Britain in the 70s, especially because of the talents of Brian Ferry and Brian Eno. When Love is the Drug came out in 1976, the group established themselves as one of the most provocative and entertaining bands around.
Number four,
five, four, three, two, one, Mark. Elton John and Kiki Dee putting together their talents for Don't Go Breakin' My Heart on KCPR's Look Back to 1976 on the Celebration of Rock and Roll. You know, many rock stars pay their dues to achieve their elevated status, and Rod Stewart is no exception. Stewart's Tonight's the Night raised to number one on the U.S. charts and stayed there for 8 weeks straight.
Jude.
Number five, five, four, three, two, one, Mark. KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll with Thin Lizzy and the Boys Are Back in Town. The duo of Daryl Hall and John Oates recorded minor tracks with small labels and found that they had no real musical direction until they were signed with RCA. At their new home, they acquired a new direction, and their music pushed a straightforward blend of rock and rhythm and blues. The duo won a following with their hit, Sarah Smile. 1977, live copy number one. Five, four, three, two, one, Mark. 1977 characterizes a relatively mild year in popular music. The mid-70s record sales were dominated by veteran rockers like the Eagles, the Rolling Stones, and Elton John. In response to public desire for diversification, typically music fads, new bands broke into the market. From the Northeast came the new rock phenomenon, Boston. From their U.S. double platinum LP came the song, More Than a Feeling, on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Number two, five, four, three, two, one, Mark. That's James Taylor from his album of the same name, his best since Sweet Baby James. I'm Toby Browning for KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. The singing-songwriting team of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks are the bassist of Fleetwood Mac. The release of Rumors proved that Fleetwood Mac was no fluke. The record was a runaway bestseller of 1977, with sales over 10 million. From Rumors, here's Go Your Own Way. Copy number three, five, four, three, two, one, Mark. The Sanford Townsend Band on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. You know, Stevie Wonder has often been considered in the music field as the artist's artist. Early in 1977, Songs in the Key of Life was released. The album, which was 3 years in the making, reestablished Wonder as a major musical force in America. Number four, five, four, three, two, one, Mark. Rich Girl from Daryl Hall and John Oates, which eventually reached number one on the American charts, and it was one of the most popular tunes of the year. Singer-songwriter and group founder Bernie Leadon of the Eagles left the band in 1977, and perennial rocker Joe Walsh stepped in to fill the spot. Hotel California was the Eagles' first release with Walsh. On KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, here are the Eagles. Number five, five, four, three, two, one, Mark. Jackson Browne, and Here Come Those Tears Again. Good evening, I'm Toby Browning, your host for KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. We're taking a look at the year 1977. Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle monopolized AM radio in 1977 with a number of singles from that LP. Seamless and smooth in style and presentation, Miller ascended with a confidence that comes from thinking that you've always belonged there. 78, live copy number 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. The year is 1978, and America witnesses the peak of disco music. The soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever had sold more copies than any other album in history, and the disco sound was so popular that many radio stations changed their music formats to all disco. However, rock and roll was still around and also popular, as evidenced by the success of Paul McCartney and Wings, The Who, and the Rolling Stones. Join us now as we look back at the music of 1978 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Number 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand with You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore. I'm Toby Browning, your host, as we look back at the music of 1978 and the celebration of rock and roll. The Commodores saw much success in 1978, and it wasn't much of a surprise, especially with the songwriting talents of Lionel Richie behind them. Here's one of Lionel's songs that went to number 1, Three Times a Lady. Number three, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll with Nick Gilder and Hot Child in the City. The year 1978 saw the release of the movie Grease. The soundtrack produced many hits and gave Frankie Valli's solo career another boost. Here he is now with the title song from the movie Grease. Number 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. KCPR with Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams. Too much, too little, too late. The Rolling Stones emerged with another solo album in 1978. Some Girls produced top 10 hits, and the most successful of the three was Miss You. Number 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. KCPR with a celebration of rock and roll. Van Morrison with Wavelength. The Who released an album in 1978, which marked the beginning of their comeback period. The album was Who Are You, complete with a dot-to-dot puzzle of the group. The title cut from that album became a top 10 hit. ...1979, live copy number 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 1979 was the year the Shah left Iran after ruling the country for 37 years. Ayatollah Khomeini returns to Iran after 15 years of exile, and in November of 1979, Iranian militants siege the U.S. Embassy and hold hostages. Musically, 1979 was a period of transition which saw disco's popularity subside. For the next hour, we'll look at the music of 1979 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Number 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. The Commodores with their song Still, as we continue with the year 1979 on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. My name is Toby Browning. Next, we have a group that developed synthesizer effects into their own brand of music. Here's Styx with Babe. Number 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. The Cars and Let's Go, the number one song from their second album, Candy-O. Hi, I'm Toby Browning, your host, and we're looking back on the year 1979. Fleetwood Mac had their largest selling album in 1977 with Rumors. Atop this, in 1979, they added the sounds of a marching band to their next song. The drums of the USC marching band helped Fleetwood Mac take the song Tusk to the number one position. Number 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. One of the owners of A&M Records, that's Herb Alpert and Rise, coming back to the top of the charts in 1979. The Knack had just emerged into the music world and produced a song that became a success instantly. Just as fast as My Sharona made the top 100, it made the top 10. Number 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. That's Rupert Holmes and Escape on 91 FM. This is KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, and I'm Toby Browning. This next group formed in the late 60s under the sponsorship of a benevolent millionaire. Their 1979 album Breakfast in America produced 5 singles. Here's the number 1 single from that album, the logical song. The group is Supertramp. Please bypass this for the year 1980. This is the top of the hour ID. The Celebration of Rock and Roll on 91 FM, KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Okay. 1980, live copy number 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. It was the opening of a new decade into the 80s. The year is winding up before it begins. Interest rates are rising. The Soviets invade Afghanistan and the holding of U.S. hostages in Iran. On the music scene, there wasn't any new significant change in the sounds of rock and roll. Disco had ended. No particular type of sound dominates the airwaves. 1980 proved to be a year for continuing artists of the 70s, though there is one difference. The artists that make the biggest hits of the year are well established, and many do not have top-selling albums. This changes for them in the 80s. For the next hour, KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll will explore the year 1980. Copy number 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. That's Billy Joel, and it's still rock and roll to me. I'm Toby Browning, your host on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll with the year 1980. Christopher Cross is a new artist on the music scene with a song that slowly sailed its way to the top of the charts. Here's Sailing by Christopher Cross. Live copy number 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. 91 KCPR with Kenny Rogers and Lady, the number one song for 25 weeks. This song was in a tie for Song of the Year. It was recognized as the number two most popular song for the year. The Song of the Year for 1980 was taken from the movie soundtrack, The American Gigolo. The group who made the music for the soundtrack was Blondie with the biggest selling song of the 1980s. Here's Call Me. Four, five, four, three, two, one, Mark. That's Pink Floyd and Another Brick in the Wall Part 2, a musical group that formed with 4 architecture majors who decided to make music their career. The album, Another Brick in the Wall, was the album of the year. Hi, I'm Toby Browning, your host for KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, as we continue with the year 1980. This next artist seemed to be breaking through to some levels of public acceptance in 1976, but was destined to miss out on the big time right from the moment in 1966 when one of his first singles, Heavy Music, entered the U.S. charts the same week his record company went out of business. The 80s finally broke Bob Seger into the top of the charts with the song Against the Wind. Five, five, four, three, 2, 1, Mark. Queen and A Crazy Little Thing Called Love on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. The year 1980 marked the ending of a great era of music, ending a style that will never return again. Outside of his New York apartment, John Lennon was shot and killed. His wife Yoko Ono was at his side when the tragic event occurred. The world would now have to give up hope that a reunion of the Beatles would ever come true. Just before John Lennon died, his newly released album produced the number one song across the country with Just Like Starting Over. <laughs> 1981, live copy number 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mark. The year 1981 brought many hardships to the U.S. economy. The 52 hostages held in Iran were finally released. President Reagan was shot and lived to carry on. And Pope John Paul II also had an assassination attempt made on his life. Rock and roll is starting to show signs of a new trend. The new wave style of music is beginning to appear on the top of the charts for this year on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Five, four, three, two, one, mark. The Alan Parsons Project with Games People Play on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. This is the year 1981, and I'm Toby Browning, your host for tonight. The Police were finally recognized in the music world when three brothers produced a smash hit called Da-Doo-Doo-Doo-Da-Da-Da. The Police showed signs of the commercial new wave sounds that will continue to grow into the 80s. Live copy number 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Styx with the Best of Times on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll. Presently, we're in the year 1981. This next song is about an actress, or rather her eyes. The song became the biggest selling single of the year and became America's number one song for the year. Here's Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes. Number 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. 1982 has only just begun, but we felt that this year should be included in KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll to show you the current artists with their own brand of music. This could be a year marked as a new direction and style in music. The most popular groups of 1982 are relatively young groups that are just starting and taking their songs to the number one positions. This next group features a telephone number as the main lyrics of the song. The names Tom Heath and Two-Tone Keller were used to derive the name Tommy Two-Tone. And their song, 867-5309, Jenny. Live copy 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That's the Jay Giles Band and Freeze Frame. I'm Toby Browning, wrapping up the year 1982. What will continue in the 80s is what will keep rock going. KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll has shown you the evolution of rock and roll with its styles, directions, and combinations. Could we see a fusion of big band music with rock, or possibly jazz and funk, or technological advancements and instruments providing a dimension of sound not yet explored? All of this and more is possible. Music is so complex and ambiguous with totally unexplored frontiers, its pleasures are endless. To conclude the 80s and 1982, here is a girl who sums up our feelings on rock and roll and will probably be the song of the year. On KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, here's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts singing I Love Rock and Roll. The following hour of KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll is being made possible by Boo Boo Records of Arroyo Grande and San Luis Obispo, at which all of the records you're hearing tonight are available. The following hour of KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll is being made possible by Kyoto Candy, the key to quality and freshness, to be found at better supermarkets everywhere. End of Thursday, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. This is Toby Browning thanking you for joining us tonight on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, which continues every night this week from 7 to 11. Tomorrow night, it's the heart of the 70s as we bring back the memories from the years 1973 to 1976. Hope you'll be with us. Tonight's portion of KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll has been written by David Norton, Ken Oliver, Chris Tringali, and Bob Nash, and produced by Dave Norton and Bob Nash. For special programming, I'm Toby Browning. End of Friday, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. This is Toby Browning, glad to have you in our company tonight on KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll, airing every night this week through Sunday from 7 to 11. Hope you'll join us tomorrow as we wrap up the 70s, making room for a brand new decade. Tonight's portion of KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll has been written by Ken Oliver, David Norton, Chris Tringali, and Rich Yanez. And produced by Dave Norton. For special programming, I'm Toby Browning. End of Saturday, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. This is Toby Browning saying thanks for being with us on KCPR's celebration of rock and roll. Tomorrow we wrap up the week-long special with a brief look at the 80s and then 3 hours of group highlights from the Rolling Stones, the Supremes, Elvis Presley, the Beach Boys, Buddy Holly, Stevie Wonder, and Elton John. Tonight's portion of KCPR's Celebration of Rock and Roll has been written by Dave Norton and produced by Dave Norton and Bob Nash. For special programming, I'm Toby Browning. End of Sunday, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. I'm Toby Browning for Brian Hackney and the entire staff at KCPR, just saying thanks for being with us and hoping that you enjoyed KCPR's celebration of rock and roll. The week-long special was written by Ken Oliver, Chris Tringali, Rich Yanez, Bob Nash, and Dave Norton. A celebration of rock and roll was produced by Bob Nash and Dave Norton. For KCPR special programming, this is Toby Browning speaking.